How many ice cream sundaes can a person dish up in one day? Perhaps there's a record somewhere, but what Misty Marsh accomplished was certainly a big deal and a cause for a sore shoulder for several days. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Potter Sundae in Potter, Nebraska is noted to be the birthplace of the Tin Roof Sundae. Misty Marsh says, besides being the originator of this type of sundae, one ingredient helps make this location continue to stand out.
I think our most popular thing, and I like it way too much, is our Lion's Marshmallow Cream. It's the same marshmallow cream that they've been using since the 30s, and sometimes it's hard to find, so I do my best.
Misty grew up near Potter and had the chance to buy the iconic store and soda fountain. She loves the tradition she gets to upkeep.
We really do try and keep it traditional, maybe a little bit less messy than before, so it's easier to eat. Other than that, all the same.
Potter is a very small town, but its location on the Lincoln Highway and later Interstate 80 helped word spread about the sundae and this shop. People are still coming here for Tin Roof Sundaes and much more.
In the summertime, about 75% of our guests are people traveling through or tourists who have actually just heard of us and came here as a special occasion. And then in the wintertime, it kind of flip-flops. About 75% of our clientele is locals.
This place can get really busy, especially during special events. Misty remembers one record-setting day.
We have a car show in town at the end of June every year, and it's called the Car Bowl, a two-day event. And the one Saturday of the event, we serve 375 Tin Roof Sundaes. There were a lot of us, and I think for days afterwards, my shoulders still hurt.
And while Misty has to stay up with the times to keep her business thriving, in many ways, she keeps it old at the same time, since that is the mystique that continues to be a draw.
We're an old-time soda shop. Everything in the building is all original wood from 1914, original tin roof, so we're going to keep that going.
There's just something about having a tin roof sundae in the place where it all began, and you can as well. Traveling the countryside in Potter, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.